At this point, we move to the other end of the table, to the treasurers. And the first question that we have is, what experience outside of your current role do you have that you feel will help fulfill your role as treasurer? And Ms. Baker, we will let you go first.
Well, experience outside of me being your county treasurer, I have served on the legislative committees along with the Treasurers Association. But outside of that, my community, I'm able to go and be part of those functions, members of roundup clubs. I'm able to go and help in those areas to be able to promote those items that we have when we're able to go out and meet people and bring contestants in to try to help them to come to this community, to be part of it, to enjoy what we have here to give them.
Thank you very much. Well, let me just, well, first of all, Kathy, I just want to thank you for your 23 years of service and 13 or 12 years prior to that. But it's time to move forward. In some circles, someone would call someone who's been in the government for 36 years a bureaucrat. But I have been a small business owner for the last 5 years. What that does is, reiterating from my earlier conversation, it teaches you a lot about service. Because if you don't serve clients well, then you're not going to have them back, and you're not going to have word spread around you to gain more clients. Now, unfortunately, government has its own worst enemy, because there's no other service to provide what it does. There's no iron sharpening iron. Government will always exist as it does, whether it has good quality service or a low quality service. And so the experience of that service is very key in operating any government entity, to bring the private experience into the public service. Thank you very much.